And we want to welcome all of His Glory Nation from east to west to north to south. Welcome to today's Take 5, June the 9th, the special Brighty on TV version of our interviews this week. A special shout out to our partners at Brighty on. They do a great job. Mike and Bob, thank you so much for everything you do. The two great interviews we had this week are Jimmy Levy and we have Kash Patel on with us as well. Just amazing, amazing interviews. You can see the entire interview on www.hisglory.me. Jimmy's music in the Target song has gone viral, and it's the prodigals. The prodigals are going to return home. And we got to keep praying and praying and praying. Kash Patel is bringing a lot of smoke with all the stuff that's going on in the world. Everything is coming to light right now, and light wins. So enjoy both of these interviews. God bless you.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
Perfect timing for our guest to come on and talk about his hit video and song that just went absolutely viral about Target. Jimmy, welcome. And I'm calling you Jimmy for a reason, just Jimmy, because the Lord told me on the way into the studio today, the world will know him by Jimmy, and the world will know that who he's referring to, and you're going to bring in many for his kingdom, and he's going to bless you throughout all the nations. Welcome, Jimmy.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
It's a blessing. So, Jimmy, it's good to see you. You and I were together in Miami. We tried to have an interview there, and the lights go off. So, didn't want to get out there.
That was crazy. That was definitely something spiritual. Second I walked outside, all of them came back on.
Yep, exactly. So, speaking of spiritual, two things I would like to talk about today, if we can. First of all, your hit, Target. About Target, and talk about what went through that and how it's gone viral. And, you know, the purpose that you did that was for the children, to save the children.
Right. We were all together in the studio for Giotto, Blow, Stoney, and Nick Natoli were all together, you know, already working on other music when we saw the whole Target thing and how they collaborated with a Satanist to create children's clothing. For me, that was where I was like, all right, I'm working on my gospel album. I'm working on more like calm music, you know, trying to focus on God now, because I already did the Revolution stuff. But that was like, this is still God. This is still the spiritual war. So, you know, we all got it. And I was like, you know, the best way to get the message out is by putting it with the hip hop, because yep. travels further, especially in our generation. And although I'm still working on my own project, this is the perfect thing for right now, because one, it will wake up people not only about what's going on in Target, but what's going on in all of the major corporations and how they're all bowing down to have a certain score by the big companies like BlackRock and all the shareholders that own them, basically, you know. So they're all scared that if they don't meet the quota and include their inclusivity in their you know, merchandise, then they're not going to get the funding from the big shareholders. So, you know, seeing how big that rabbit hole goes for the companies, and seeing that it's not, you know, just, oh, they're pushing this on the children. They're actually being forced in a way, or coerced, to the same way we did during the mandates with, you know, the medical tyranny. It's like a whole nother thing. And then you have the spiritual aspect of it, of them hiring the Satanists, which now yep. puts that into play. So that made us go and, you know, go full force with the song. And clearly, you know, God wanted it out there, because he pushed it. And, you know, we got the number one rap billboard recently, 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. You know what? Light wins. Nothing's going to hold God's light back. And I just thank you and your partners for doing that. It's exactly what we need, especially to get this younger generation. You know, my heart and your heart are both on this young generation. I believe we're going to have a Joel Tool movement at any time. And we got to reach these youth.
Yep, this is what it's about. This is a war on the children right now. And, you know, there's even many videos where a lot of these people that, you know, claim to be all about love and equality have said, you know, we're after your children. They literally have said that. And, you know, we have to take notes of that, because they mean it. And we can see it now. You know, they've attacked every single aspect of the world, you know, and especially in June, when we have 1 month for, you know, our military, or one day for our military, but we have the whole month now to celebrate a form of sex at home. And it's like, you know, it would be uncomfortable if there was a month of people talking about what they do in the bedroom in a heterosexual setting, and yet it is acceptable and completely normal to do it in the other sense. So, you know, at the end of the day, our children shouldn't be exposed to anything. They need to be kids. They need to be exposed to the word of God.
Yep.
They need to be kids as a kid. Like, there's no such thing as a child, you know, being a transgender at this point. You know, that's a spirit of confusion. A lot of it does, the transgender movement, it's not about hate on them, because we're called to love them, but we have to also understand the truth in it. And majority of it comes from molestation at home. The child will be, as a male, will be molested, or the spirit of abandonment also takes part in that too. But the child will be molested at home, and then they want to take back control over the gender of the person that had molested them. So you'll see a male, you know, get molested, and then they want to take back control over the older female that molested them, and they become that female. And that's their only way of accepting that control that they have back. It's a psychological thing, because their identity is not in Christ. Because the second that happens to them, it opens up that portal of trauma where demons minister to them and are able to attack them throughout their life, creating the alcoholism, the drug abuse. And then the same thing for the female, you know, they're molested by a male figure. Now they're becoming a butch, because they're trying to take back psychologically control of what was taken from them. At the end of the day, it's the innocence, and that's what they want from our children.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the key things that you just said is, you know, we have them pushing this pride and all this on one hand, and then we have the church, some of the main church taking a hard line on these poor kids. These kids are confused. They need the love of Christ, and we need to bring them in with love because they need that. They have a hole and they're hurting, and we need to be that love of Jesus instead of just shaming them and pointing fingers and thinking we sin differently than they do.
100%. And you know, the third thing is also the parents. There's a lot of parents that they know not what they do, but they are actually exploiting their own children to fit in with the world, you know, to be validated by the world. And, you know, they're like, well, my child who's 2 years old identifies with this community, when the child doesn't even know what they're doing. They're just doing what their parents are pushing them to do. So, but at the end of the day, it all stems from, you know, the healing with the love of Jesus and that trauma that they're reciprocating onto the next generation. So it's all these open portals of trauma that the Holy Spirit has to come and fill, and nothing else can, you know?
Yep. That's the only way. It's the only way. Christ is the only answer to that hole, because you're absolutely right there. It's a missing hole that only Christ can fix and heal. Can you talk about your testimony? I just love your testimony. Your testimony is just amazing.
Thank you, brother. Yes. Yeah, so I was in the music industry for 10 years as a songwriter in the beginning. I was writing a lot of like pop hooks, rap hooks. Then I went into the Latin world and I was writing English hooks for Latin artists because I'm from Miami. Then I would go back and forth to California and do different sessions. And I got into the electronic scene and started working with DJs. And then, you know, I would hang out, you know, in California a lot. And I started like waking up to things and realizing that, okay, a lot of the people that I'm around are practicing dark magic. The reason I was able to grasp onto that is because my grandma was actually the number one psychic in the world. And she was the psychic for Elvis, for Michael Jackson, for John Lennon, for all of the big stars. And, you know, although her intention was good, she didn't know Jesus. And so I do believe God gifted her with the gift of prophecy, and Satan perverted it. And, you know, I was able to see some of the things she did, like seances, which didn't feel so, you know, holy. It didn't feel like it was coming from God, and it felt very dark when she would do it. She actually held a seance at Elvis's house, and it was the greatest seance, or they called it the greatest seance ever done, the biggest seance ever done. And there were 10,000 Christians that protested outside of it at Graceland, calling her an evil witch and all this stuff, because she predicted his death 2 days before it happened, and the family called her 2 weeks later to do it. So I grew up with that understanding of, you know, new age spirituality. And so being in the industry, I saw like people, you know, with doing a lot of symbolism, like a lot of what people would say that don't really understand the Illuminati type of stuff. But I didn't really believe in anything anymore. My other side came from Judaism, Orthodox Judaism. Mm-hmm. And even on my mom's side, who my mom's also psychic, it was her mom that was the number one psychic. Their parents were Orthodox Russian Jews. My dad's side is Israeli Orthodox Jews on his side. So I had that also in my background, but I kind of fell away because I saw that, you know, my dad didn't take it as seriously later on. And then my mom was practicing, you know, her psychic stuff. So I was like, okay, well, I don't really take it serious anymore. And, you know, so being in the industry, especially like I lost someone to suicide, I was on a lot of drugs trying to cope with that. I was, you know, going through it, and I didn't have any faith. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, all these people in the industry are, you know, worshiping the devil, you know, I'm just going to go play around in that field. And I didn't really know I didn't really believe in what I was doing, but I went and I got this tattoo, which I'm still removing. And like, I was trying to fit in with the people that actually were taking it very serious. And I just kind of wanted, I was like, well, this is the industry, so this is what I want to, you know, be around, and this is what they do. So, you know, this is the only way, I believed, you know. And there were certain times where, you know, people would pass away in the industry that I had gotten a chance to hang out with and seen the dark side of things, or, you know, their overdoses and stuff like that. And I started realizing, wait a minute, I do see that there was power in the dark stuff that they were practicing. However, it always ends up with them dying or going crazy. And, you know, it doesn't have a happy ending. It's not something where, you know, there's something good that comes out of it in the end, because now they're gone and nothing that they earn, they take with them. And I was like, well, if Satan is real and is giving them this stuff or giving them the world, you know, then Jesus has to be real. But I don't know how that's going to work, you know, because my family's going to kill me if I believe in Jesus. But I'm really starting to believe in Jesus. And the whole time I was like in the industry, my friend Nick, he's a minister. He was a YouTuber. Then he was in one of the biggest like YouTube houses with a bunch of influencers. And then he woke up and got hit with the Holy Spirit and literally like gave his life. And he would always call me, Jimmy, I want to tell you about Jesus. I want to tell you about Jesus. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. I'm Jewish. And I'd always hang up on him. And then he'd call me and be like, you're not even doing Judaism right now. So just like, you know, listen. And then when I realized how dark, after losing enough friends, after seeing a lot of bad things happen in the industry, I was like, all right, so Jesus is real. So let me call Nick. And I called Nick. I'm like, all right, tell me. All right, he's like, the second you come back to Florida, go get baptized. He said, you know, start reading. And he started discipling me. And that's when I actually started, you know, really believing. And, you know, at first my family disowned me, except my mom and dad. Like, my dad doesn't really practice, so didn't care. But my grandparents, who actually meant the most to me, did stop talking to me for a while. And, you know, I just kept going. And then a year after that, I was filming. So it was July 4th, 2022. I was filming my first worship song music video, Take the Lead. And it was on the beach. And out of nowhere, my grandparents come and end up showing up to it. So I'm all excited because, you know, they're Israeli and I raise them and now they're going to see, you know, Yeshua in this video. And like, I'm wondering how they're going to think. They're seeing the big cross being put up into the ocean. They're seeing the sheep, the goats, everybody in all white. And I'm dressed as Peter because I was like trying to show like what the in Matthew, when you take your eyes off of him, you know, you drown. And so they're like looking and I could tell they're like this, they're like, but they miss me. So they're just putting up with it. And so the video guy didn't get a permit on the beach where we're filming in Miami. And because it was the 4th of July, he figured like, you know, all these people are going to be out there partying tents. They're not going to bother us. But the police come and start saying, you have to stop this, you have to stop it. So then I start getting freaked out. I see my grandparents going like this, like my grandpa especially is like, and then the police come again and go, okay, now, and then they start trying to move our stuff. And my grandpa goes, you see, this is what happens when you worship false idol. This is what happens when you worship the Catholic God. This is what happens. Like, I could see he's getting all worked up. So then I'm like, hold on. And I run to the beach. He goes, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to go pray to Jesus. And this was the first time a year after my baptism that I actually believed, I only depended on his prayer, right? Like, I was really like, okay, this is the time that I really have to get serious, right? And I go on the beach and I'm like, Father God, right now I pray that you change the hearts of all of the security, all of the police. There's so many people partying, drugs, all this stuff on the beach right now for the 4th of July. This is the one thing happening on this beach that is to fully glorify you. I just pray that you change their hearts right now. They didn't come back, the police, at all for 8 hours after that. My grandparents are mysteriously quiet the whole time. And then at the end of the video, they're getting ready to leave. And they come up to me and my grandpa like gives me a hug. He goes, very nice song. And he hugs me. I could tell like he was very like his dignity. And then he's like, you know, I think your Jesus heard you. And then he just kept walking. And my grandma was just like that, like in shock. And that was the seed that was planted, you know, like, so since then, like he came to the pastors for Trump event with my grandma. And I, you know, I was really trying to bring them to a ministry, like somewhere in Florida, just so they could hear, see what they think and talk about Israel maybe or whatever. Cause they were both in the army. They have, my grandpa had like a crazy story too. And, you know, I didn't even have to do that. You know, I didn't have to try and do anything. I had the pastors for Trump. They came to hear me sing, but all the pastors are preaching. And this is the first time they're, you know, in a presence of something like that. And I see them clapping and standing up and crying and all excited. So it was like, wow, like it was like seeing, like, you know, and my dad was there too, and they all got prayed over, and it was like, wow, like coming from like the tradition of, like, you know, it was natural. No one had it. I didn't have to, nothing was forced, nothing. Like, that was so, like, it just worked the way God wanted it to work, you know. But yeah, now, once, you know, I'm on this new journey now, just working on new music, and I had many offerings after, you know, leaving the whole other side of the industry, the secular industry. And, you know, I turned them down because a lot of them were just to silence me from speaking about God, about Jesus, and about what was going on in the world at the time during the lockdowns and stuff. And I did put out a song called This Is a War, and it ended up going number one in 32 countries, like right after I got, you know, hated on by some of the people in the industry for, you know, speaking against those things, the evil that was happening. And that was my, like, reminder again, like, okay, stay away from this industry. This is what you need to focus on. And since then, I've been making, you know, gospel music and just music about the truth and what goes on in the world.
And you will attest to this, you know, once you become a follower of Yeshua, the Messiah, it doesn't get easier. You get more targets on your back because of the evil one, correct?
Oh, yeah. And you know, I guess I was, I had to wake myself up because I guess I was being a little lukewarm until this Target song, because, yeah, I got hate, but it wasn't as bad as from this Target song. It was like thousands of messages telling me to kill myself and die and all this stuff. And I was like, wow, like, this is, like, I know Jesus went through way worse, but this is, like, definitely different than what I'm used to, you know. Like, I definitely got to see, like, heavy, you know, persecution, especially online. But at the end of the day, that also shows how much work we have to do still, how much, you know, how lost the generation is. So it's both sides.
That's why what you're doing is so important, to reach these youth, because they're being manipulated by the evil one. They're the furthest away from God and Christ of any generation by far. But I believe they're going to wake up with the Holy Spirit, and they're going to come back. The prodigals are coming home.
Amen. Yes, they will.
So how can people go see and download your music? Because we want to promote that.
So we on iTunes is the best place, the iTunes store. You know, it's on all of the streaming platforms like Apple, Spotify, whatever, but the best place for independent artists and what I'm doing now is iTunes. We had, for the last song, the search engine, like, took a long time for it to come up, and magically the song was able to be searched again, but, you know, I don't know what that was about. But yeah, iTunes right now is the best place until a Christian label or company creates their own store for music, you know.
Well, I just know somebody that's doing that, so we're working on that. Praise God. So in the closing couple minutes, are you seeing Ezekiel 37 before our very eyes? You see, I'm witnessing, I'm from the tribe of Judah, and I'm seeing more Jewish people come to me quietly and asking about this Messiah.
100%. I've been seeing it a lot with my friends, my family, especially, you know, I stood for Israel, you know, since the beginning. And, you know, a lot of people followed me initially knowing I'm Jewish. And you know, now they see me posting about Jesus. And at first, it was a lot of people that, you know, it hurt me to see, but, like, I love them still. But they were like, you know, you're wrong for this, you're a traitor, this and that. And now a lot of those people have come back and said, wow, with all of this darkness that's happening in the world, I see what you keep talking about the New Testament. Also, I see what you meant when you were talking about Proverbs 31 through 4 and Isaiah 53. And I see why you were trying to, you know, I'm starting to really see, can you tell me more about this? And I love it. It's like, I didn't have to, you know, do anything except just what the Lord was telling me to do. And it worked, you know, like, they're able to see who the Messiah is.
It's amazing. We're now taking 3 trips a year to Israel. And, you know, I'll talk to some of these former Israeli generals, and we'll be talking about world events and biblical lens and, you know, Old Testament type things. And they'll pull me aside and say, can you tell me more about Messiah? How does this fit into the New Testament? Never would they even mention the New Testament before in the old days. And never would they ever ask more questions like that. They're off doing whatever they want to do instead of spending time with me asking questions about the New Testament.
Right. The time is coming. You know, everything is being fulfilled. And this is the most important, I believe, one of the most important things. So,
absolutely. You know. And we are so blessed to be, you know, many people think it's crazy when I say this, but I keep saying this. We are so blessed to be in here for such a time as this. We are chosen by the Lord to be that beacon, that remnant is going to bring in his light and have the greatest revival in the history of the world.
Amen. We're going to witness it.
We're going to witness it. And you're going to be singing it. In closing, how much do you sing in Hebrew? Because I love Hebrew. It's just, to me, is the best.
So I grew up only listening to Hebrew.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightionStore.com.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrightionMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrightionMetals.com.
Cash, great to see you.
Hey, it's so great to be back with His Glory, and I'm excited to hear about all your updates, your tent revival, your movies. You guys are going nonstop. I wish everybody went as hard as you did.
Well, it gets tiring, but you know what? We have to do it for the truth, to get the truth out. Just as we were talking and before we went live, you know, it's tiring. You're on the go all the time. And talk to the audience first about, you know, what we were talking about 4 or 5 years ago. Everybody thought, oh, this is a conspiracy, and all this stuff is rapidly coming into play right now before our very eyes.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not one of those, as you know, Pastor, it's not one of those I told you so moments. It's one of those moments we seize to utilize how to educate the people in the middle of America, middle of the political spectrum that we're lied to. And that's what I say when I talk about Russiagate. Of course, 5 years ago, when I said, you know, a political party in the United States in 2015 America would hijack our law enforcement community and pay them millions of dollars to subterfuge false information and then have the FBI lie to a federal court just to surveil the political opponent, you would probably rightfully so have been like, you're a crazy person. That doesn't happen in America. But we proved it during Russiagate. And John Durham's report that is now definitive out there solidifies two key facts. One, Donald Trump was completely innocent of any charges related to Russian collusion or the like. And two, and maybe more importantly, the FBI had no legal justification to surveil him or his campaign at any point in time. And that's not me, that's John Durham saying it. So, you know, when we see these things come full circle, Pastor, what I say to people is, it doesn't matter what Devin and I said 5 years ago, or what you saw in the plot against the president, or what have you. What matters is that there is a two-tier system of justice in our country, and it's not just for Donald Trump. And we've seen them layer it under there, whether it's Hunter Biden, whether it's Joe Biden, whether it's the pay for play, whether it's January 6th or impeachment one or impeachment two, or any of the other thousands of examples that this DOJ, FBI, and IC have collaborated on. It's not a conspiracy anymore. And that's what we must use this piece of reporting, whether it's the Durham report combined with Russiagate and what have you, to say to America, look, they did it, they're doing it, and they're going to do it again. And now we're not the conspiracists, we're the guys that brought it out there.
Right. So you said last time you were on, and you're absolutely spot on with this. You said everything January 6th and all these other sidebar things that happened, the genesis behind that is the Russian hoax.
Yeah. Russia. Look, I say it all the time. All roads lead to Russiagate. And I don't mean just from like a Democratic standpoint. I mean, from a DOJ, IC, Intel community, FBI media standpoint. And remember, the latter group, the media, there is no Russiagate. There is no impeachment one. There is no January 6th. There is no Hunter Biden scandal without the criminal co-conspirators in the media. And what we are trying to go around the country and tell people on is, yes, you were had by the very news organizations you were supposed to rely on. That's not your fault. But now you know that CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, and all these other publications were in the bag so much to get Donald Trump that they actively participated with the FBI and DOJ to create this two-tier system of justice to rig presidential elections. When you talk about the intel letter that 51 intel officials signed, intentionally knowing it was bogus, just so Donald Trump wouldn't be elected. That type of, I think it's unlawful behavior, cannot go unchecked in this country. But the only way we're going to figure it out is if we go out there and win these elections. And I think that's what Donald Trump is driving at when he says, yeah, you're the target. He's just standing in the way. And, you know, now we see yet another faction of the Durham report come back to Russiagate. You know, Comey's out there reveling in, oh, there's nothing new in there. Well, you were the author of Russiagate. What do you mean there's nothing new? There's nothing new when we learned even more FBI sources were paid even more taxpayer dollars to lie to the American people, and you knew it and you allowed it. And you say, oh, we made a few small mistakes. You literally surveilled Americans unlawfully. You signed the warrants and you say you made a few small mistakes. Back then, it was a hard charge to hit Director Comey with that claim. Now we know the reality. And that's the juxtaposition we have to keep going with when we go down the road on Russiagate and wherever it leads us next.
Yeah, so some people are very disappointed with the Durham report. Yeah. I'm one of the few, like General McInerney, that I believe it was a good thing because it's opening people's eyes to see how bad it truly was and is.
Yeah, so I'm split. I'm with you on that. In terms of political value, which is not my expertise, but Donald Trump has been saying correctly that I was an unlawful target. He is now forever able to say, I am completely exonerated and the FBI unlawfully targeted me in my campaign. That is political titanium, gold, whatever you want to call it, yeah. Right? And so many people are, like you just said, are now paying attention. They're like, wait a second. This guy wrote this long report, career prosecutor. Even CNN is calling it a devastating blow to the FBI. So it doesn't matter what we were saying the last 5 years. We have this opportunity to get at that slice of the audience that was shut out from us because of the conspirators between media and government. So that's invaluable. I agree with you in that prospect. As a former federal prosecutor, I'm equally disappointed. In this 307 pages, he basically wrote a prosecution memorandum and just didn't attach the indictment. He laid out how the Sussmans of the world, how the Hillarys, how the FBI, how Strzok, how Page, how McCabe, how Comey, and how all these other figures, Auten and company, all literally for the course of a year plus lied to federal courts, suppressed information, all to rig a presidential election. And then at the very end, he says, well, I'm not going to charge anyone. Now, it's going to be interesting when he comes to Congress, and I think it's a week or two, he, John Durham, and testifies. That is going to be an interesting session because Democrats are going to try to excoriate him. And Republicans, I hope rightfully so, don't personally attack him, but question him as to, did someone at DOJ stop you? Why didn't you, John Durham, someone with federal subpoena authority, issue subpoenas for McCabe, Strzok, Comey, Priestap, Lisa Page, Auten, Steele, and all these other guys, Glenn Simpson, Michael Sussman? He admitted in his own report, he, John Durham, that he didn't even bother to get their testimony. To me, as a prosecutor, that is unacceptable. That is what compulsory service of process is for. Look, you and I know so many people who are put under the thumb of congressional subpoenas or DOJ subpoenas or grand jury subpoenas, and the amount of money it cost them. They made us go through it. Yep. Why did John Durham give him a pass? That's something I really want answered from John Durham. So I think his report is going to go down in history as one of the reports that most, you know, in detail, just blows up FBI leadership for what they did. But at the same time, a lot of jurisprudence experts are going to ask, why did you leave it on the 1 yard line?
All right. Yeah. So is there any way coming behind us that you can take it over the goal line?
Well, John Durham's done, but this was my recommendation to Congress. Pick up where he left off. I don't want you doing 1,000 investigations, maybe like 3. John Durham is sort of tied to everything. So you get the list of individuals that John Durham said would not cooperate or he didn't bother to subpoena: Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Auten, Sussman, Kevin Kleinsmith, the guy that actually pled guilty to doctoring an email submitted to the FISA court that he knew he was lying on, didn't even bother to talk to this guy. So Congress, subpoena all those individuals. Then get them before the public under oath and get them to testify. And here's why. We already know they're liars. John Durham proved it. We proved it in Russiagate. That's not what we're doing. We're going to get them up there because they're going to go there and lie under oath yet again, because that is what these guys do over and over and over again, because they've gotten away with it over and over and over again. Here's the thing. If they lie in 2023 and 2024, we can prosecute them when Donald Trump wins the presidency, when we have an attorney general and FBI director who are not government gangsters and in the bag for the radical left-wing agenda. That's critical. I know people want accountability and they wanted it with John Durham, but their conspiracy is still ongoing. Comey's on his Victory Lap book tour saying he didn't do anything wrong when John Durham has specifically called him out for disclosing classified information, for leaking sensitive information to the media, for lying to a FISA court, and for being the director of the FBI that allowed raw unverified intelligence that he knew was bogus to be utilized to get Donald Trump. I mean, you don't have to believe me. His statement this past week was pretty short. It's got to be anyone but Trump. You got to vote Biden. That's what Comey has been touting on his book tour. And of course, he's smart enough to know that if Biden wins again, it'll be that much harder to unearth any more of his unlawful activities.
Yeah, so I know you're close with President Trump. I love the Trumps. Would you give a message to the His Glory audience how important it is to vote? Because a lot of people are now saying, you know what, it doesn't matter. Our votes were not taken in 2022. I'm done. It's rigged. But we can't stop. We got to vote.
Look, I agree with you. The last 3 elections have been rigged, of course. But it is now our moment in history to say, are we going to leave to our children a country that we just gave up on? I'm not. You're not. Your audience isn't going to do that. Absolutely not. Yes, losing is tough. And losing when you got robbed is even tougher. But we are not the team that takes a knee when that happens. We are the team that unifies and we get together. And the message I have for, you know, His Glory Nation is the message I have for a lot of audiences. And sometimes it's tough, but, you know, you got to hear it. Look, President Trump is already rightfully talking about ballot harvesting. You may not like it, but that's the law. And until you win and change it, that's the law. And that's what the Democrats have been doing. So I hope they roll out a massive ballot harvesting legal campaign, because that's how we're going to go out and lawfully collect votes. They're doing it. We might as well do it for our communities, because look, at the end of the day, they don't have the better message and agenda. We do. They even know that. They're just winning on rhetoric and the media. And the other thing I tell folks is, yeah, I know it's frustrating. It's not easy. But if you don't band together on, say, 80% of the issues. If you demand that we have to be 100% unified on 100% of everything, 100% of the time, just think about this scenario. Wouldn't you want to wake up in 2024 when Donald Trump's president and you know that 7 or 8 of the 10 things you want to happen are happening every day? Or do you want to wake up and say, we're 0 for 10 because Joe Biden is back in the White House? Yeah. You know, that's the thing that the Democrats, I hate to say it, have done better, is they're able to put some of their differences aside. And we have to be able to do that in our community. We have the better agenda through President Trump. We have the better facts. We want to restore justice and a single-tier system of justice in this country so people aren't prosecuted for their beliefs, for their faith, for their convictions, and who they pull the lever for. And so we must go out there and say, okay, hey, I agree with 70% of what you're saying. That's good enough. Right. 70% versus 0%. That's my message to everybody. And it's a tough one, but you got to ask yourself at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's not about you, Pastor. It's about our future generation. And if we don't do it, then we are going to be at fault for not helping them have the future they should have had.
And from my perspective, there's only one way out of this, and that's through President Trump. There's no other candidate that can do what we need to get done. He did it the first time with every single thing tied behind his back, his feet, being prosecuted, persecuted, false, impeached. Can you imagine with him with a fighting chance?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, with two arms swinging. Yeah, and that's the thing. Look, they're coming after him. They're going to come after. It wouldn't surprise me if he gets indicted yet again, unlawfully so, baselessly so, because this administration, Garland and Ray and all their underlings have been out to get him since day one, and they are going to do whatever they can to, quote unquote, get Trump. And he is the only person in history that every time they launch a missile at him, he actually grows in strength because he unveils their corruption. He's not the criminal they're making him out to be. And now many people are catching on and they're saying, wait a second, I might not like President Trump, but I liked his policies. And also what I don't like is our weaponization of law enforcement and intel just to claim a political victory. I mean, what is this, an intramural scrimmage from grade school? This is the election of the presidency of the United States. And we have the majority of Americans on the left who are okay with lying, cheating, and breaking the law just to make sure Joe Biden is in office. When did that become acceptable? That message wins the middle 8 to 10% of the voting base. You need to win, and then you win the election no matter what the left does.
Well, it explains why they had such hatred. It was you just couldn't fathom why there was such hatred for President Trump. It was irrational. Now we know why, because they were afraid of him. They were afraid that he was going to uncover it. They weren't expecting him to win in 2016, and he's going to uncover it the next time.
I think so. Look, his Agenda 47, which I'm sure your audience has been just glued to like I have, is extremely substantive. I mean, this is not rhetoric and hyperbole. He's out there talking about fixing healthcare, education, the economy, the border, drugs, China, CCP, Iran, Russia, ending the war. He is laying out week by week more substantive policy than Joe Biden has produced in two and a half years, and more substantive policy than any one of his opponents on the Republican side have. I mean, last week you hear, or the week before, I was questioned about, oh, Ron DeSantis says he wants to build the wall. What's he going to do? Tear down the wall that Donald Trump built, rebuild it, and then extend on it? I mean, that's not a new policy. And remember, Donald Trump was excoriated for saying, how dare we build a wall? But he built a wall, it secured our border, it stopped Chinese fentanyl from killing our children, and it stopped illegals from pouring into our country and committing crimes of rape, murder, and drug trafficking. How is that not a victory for America? And also, how are you going to sit there and tell me that when you, Ron DeSantis, say, I'm going to build a border wall, it's a brand new idea? People are catching on to it. Trump's policies have always been the best.
That's right. We're going to talk more about that right after the break. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome to His Glory Family Partner Spotlight. Today, we're going to talk about our partners at Obey. I want to start off with the terpenes. As many know that I had botulism toxin, the doctors thought I'd never recover. And then through terpenes, These are terpenes that help me get rid of the pharmaceutical drugs once and for all. Intensive therapeutic gel. I do not leave Israel without this. Everywhere I do a lot of walking, a lot of activity, whether it's a reawaken tour or a tent revival. And also, one of the problems I have is sleeping. Vicky has created is a nighttime version of the terpenes. I take just one of the droppers, that's it. And it helps me sleep like I've never been able to sleep before. So Vicky came up with this incredible elixir, elite elixir. And this is my go-to every time I'm feeling something coming on. I will take just a drop of this and water, and it's powerful and it knocks it completely out and away we go. It clears your mind. This is our partners at Obey. We love them. Get them today.
You need a financial plan for retirement that fits your lifestyle, protecting your hard-earned money as it grows. Covering essential expenses has never been easier with an annuity from Estate Planning, Inc. Annuities are among the only financial products available that can provide a guaranteed income for life. With our financial professionals, start moving towards the retirement you deserve today. Ensure your future with an annuity.
For more information, contact Estate Planning, Inc. at hisglory.me under Partners.
And we are back with Kash Patel. There are just so many things that are on my mind, Kash, to go through. It's just, we could have you for like 3-day session of just boom, 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 boom. But the southern border, we did a documentary on the southern border, and it's just, it's pathetic, to your point before we went to break. You got fentanyl coming in. You got military age people coming in. It's unsecure. And it's laughable that somebody like DeSantis is now saying, I got a plan for it. The only one to keep it safe is President Trump. He did it. He said, I'm going to build a wall. And I was in Arizona where they stopped building after he left. And they took the parts that the American people bought, taxpayers, and they sold them for pennies on the dollar and didn't finish the wall.
It's insane. Look, I'm a national security law enforcement intel guy. That's what I do. And Joe Biden's presidency can be summed up in the following when it comes to that arena, the apparatus that is national security. What did Trump do? I'm going to do the opposite. That's literally it. Whether it was me at DOD running the Afghan withdrawals, chief of staff for Operation Warp Speed, or what have you, when we're talking about January 6th and the response and the National Guard, all of that stuff, it didn't matter. We handed them the roadmaps to victory for the American people, not for Democrats or Republicans, because the no-fail mission of the Department of Defense is just that, no-fail. And when you go down to the border and you see something like you, what you just described happen, yep, that's politics. That's not national security. We just had, and this stat might blow your mind, but it also might not be surprising. 16 people on the FBI terrorism no watch list were just arrested at the southern border. 16 people on the FBI's terrorism watch list were just arrested at the southern
border. And welcome back. Great interview with Jimmy and Kash again. So you can see the entire interviews at www.hisglory.me. or grab it on our app and also all our social media. You're going to be able to see Jimmy with us in Quarryville, Pennsylvania. So look for Quarryville, Pennsylvania, June the 24th, not too long. Jimmy will be with us. Dr. Sherwood will be with us. Timothy Dixon. Timothy Dixon's getting some new words from the Lord. Bull Pony. So lots of praise music. And there you go. We'll see Jimmy there. Amazing, amazing voice of God. And just the Holy Spirit, it just comes around him. Extra special. So look forward to that. Also, it is time. Silver and gold. Grab your His Glory gold coins. They're available from our partners at Beverly Hills Precious Metal. Tell them His Glory sent you. We need to be careful of the banks. The banks are about to go down. Our stocks, we can't trust these Fortune 500 woke companies at all with the social credit scores, as Jimmy was talking about in that interview. You get the His Glory Lion of Judah gold coin. And now you can pre-order the silver 1-ounce Lion of Judah coin. Get those today. Also, two brand new partners that are on board with His Glory. One is Mammoth Nation. Mammoth Nation is a new conservative version of Amazon with carefully vetted vendors. It's American owned, committed to defending patriotism, constitutional freedom. Only $25 for the first year with a promo code America. Defund the swamp and support the kingdom by switching from Amazon to Mammoth Nation today. Get great values. We need to cut off the head of the cabal. Also, for healthcare,
Global Tech MD, they're a brand new partner with us. This is Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Tracy's preferred mechanism to go. Our new partner, Global Med MD, is faith-based healthcare telemedicine that offers both medical and holistic solutions to help take control of all your health and your family's health. Affordable with no copays, one-on-one consults with doctors within minutes, discounts on prescriptions and wellness products, and even health education plans or programs. Health plan is $29 a month. You can go to www.hisglory.me on His Glory Family Partners and click on Global Tech MD. Use promo code His Glory to receive your first month for only $9.95. This is the way we're going to do healthcare because nobody trusts the health systems anymore. God bless you and go in His shalom.